Hello and welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I'm the aforementioned Spooky Chris, and I am your host. I am an author, podcaster, and general ne'er-do-well. You can find all my stuff at spookychris.com. I gather you all here today to talk about what we've learned. 2024 is coming to a quick close. The curtain is falling. And it's a good time to kind of look back and say, ho! Crap, that's what we learned. What did we learn? Complicated question. You know, it's one of those things. I think the end of the year is interesting. I mean, I've talked... You should listen to my other podcast. I talk about these things all the time. I've talked about it before. But at the end of the year and this, the concept of an end of a year is... And it is a concept. I mean, time passes. We age. Stars move, the planet moves, you know, all these things. But kind of the when, you know, our construct of a, this is the beginning of the day, this is the end of the day, this is the beginning of the year, this is the end of the year. That's all, it's all, you know, we lassoed it the best way we could so we could kind of have kind of like fencing around a great abyss, which is, I mean, you know, the universe, the ocean, a lifetime. Those are great abysses that we can't really fully take in, especially because something like a lifetime, we don't know if that's a week, a month, 100 years, you know, we don't know how long that is. And while every little thing we do influences our timeline, we don't always get to have the final say in how the thing comes together at the end. So we need kind of an idea of like, oh, hey, cool, this is the end of the year 2024. Here it is. Welcome to the end. And it's a good way to kind of ruminate on yourself, on your life, on your loved ones, on where you are. You know, I think we get too lost in the weeds of the, well... I didn't get that raise, and I didn't get a promotion, and I didn't get that date, and I didn't get this, and I didn't get that. You know, like to really wallow. And it's frankly, some wallowing is to me healthy and probably necessary because we have to reckon with what happened. You know, my family lost a beloved animal, like our dog, and I lost my last uncle this year, among all the other things. And, you know, and you, when you try to shake it out like finding gold specks in the dirt, the gold specks can feel few and far between, and you shouldn't be forced to fake it like, well, you got to look for the good in everything. Like, come on, you also got to go to the baseball game. Wasn't that great? You know, it's up to you on how you want to look at a whole year. I think in the end, we do our best to try to find a middle. You know, humans seem to do better in the middle in a lot of ways. I think trying to find some good is also necessary, because you can't just, if you every year just like, well, this sucked, that sucked, everything sucked, you know, you wind up in an echo chamber of just depression and misery. We set standards for ourselves that we can't meet, you know, like it, not like I'm going to get into better shape. I want to get in better shape and I want to be or I want to be healthier. How about that? I want to be healthier. I want to eat healthier. I want to be active, blah, blah, blah. We set these, I got to lose 20 pounds. I need to do this. I got to get more muscle mass. I got to like, and we put very finite things on it, and, you know, without understanding that, well, the older you get, the harder it is for your body to do that. Your body's settling in a way, and it's easier to put on fat and stuff than it is to get muscle and to burn the fat. Just the way our wonderful bodies work. So we kind of need to kind of step back and be gentle with ourselves, frankly, and that's the hardest thing of all. It's bad enough that we have one another kind of taking baseball bats to, you know, taking baseball bats to each other for fun, for lols, and because we just don't care anymore, which is just there's an aspect of it. It used to be just like the trolls. We'd like, oh, those online trolls. Well, the trolls are humans now. They're in the real world, and they are just the most nihilistic people who are just like, burn it all down. I don't care. I want a civil war. I want destruction because I want what, you know, whatever crazy thing I want. And we're just in a weird space in that way. But you got to kind of be gentle with yourself. Because again, like, you don't always control if you get a raise or get, you know, a new job or, you know, some of those kind of like physical things, you know. And hopefully most of us are trying to do the best we can. You know, gosh knows if I sit there and look back, I'm like, man, I'm from a crappy father. I don't even know if this kid's ever going to like me. But I mean, that's not fair because I'm thinking of the things that I can see that I feel like I failed on. And I'm not looking at the things that I may have succeeded on. So as we look back, we kind of have to look back, but not get lost there. Because, you know, 2024 is just about done. You know, we can try to repair bridges. We can try to repair potholes. But certain things are just done. And that is what it is. So you got to just kind of say, what did we learn? As a country, we learned that the left is still real cocky about... Like, it's interesting because I think most people, humans want a lot of the same things, but we get so caught up in the me, me, me of it all, like, and we let people, we are in a weird place where we think jingoism and nationalism is next to godliness. People have lost what their faith means, those that carry faith with them, you know. For they've turned what would Jesus do from an action thought, an action thing, to a bumper sticker. It's like WWJD. Well, what would Jesus do? Well, he'd get a gun and he'd kick the illegals out and he would, you know, it's like, I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm gonna stop you right there. Gonna ask you to climb off the crazy horse. So the left is just out of touch, and the right, they did what they did, you know, in 2015, 2016, they found out like the weak spots in the armor of America and they clawed at it. Our, like, you know, fear of the other, our fear of change. They've, you know, I'm going to say most people know gay folks, but they've weaponized gay folks. And they're like, they're trying to turn your children gay and they're do this and that. It's like, that's never been a thing. You know, and it's nothing speaks like louder than the fact that Matt Gaetz, like the report came out and they're like, oh no, he is a monster. He's done these terrible things. We like, this is what we have. We can't pursue it. We're not going to anymore. But it's coming out, and he's like, well, but that was my past, and I didn't know that girl was 17, and I mean, you know, whatever, like, I'm a changed man. Except, the funny thing is, too, it's like, well, why didn't Hunter Biden change? Why? And he, as far as I know, I mean, neither one are great guys, I must say, but I don't remember anything coming out about Hunter Biden with a 17-year-old, or, you know, to be crazy, just saying this, I'm putting out in the world. So yeah, like the right, you know, Republican Party is dead. And frankly, it is the right wing. It is the Trumpist party, and he cares nothing about anything but himself, and he has surrounded himself by people that care nothing about anything but him and power, and most of them are just like, he's an old man. One of these days, he's just going to get a cough and it's nice to know you. And I'm going to be next up. I'm going to, you know, they're trying to cash checks from a company that's going bankrupt. You know, the earth's dying and the country is failing. And they're just like, well, we're going to, quote unquote, make it great in that I'm going to get a lot richer, and we're going to put people in jail and kick them out of the country. It's going to be great. And people want it, though, because and frankly, it's because it's actionable. If you tell me, like, well, the illegals are coming for you. Oh, my God. Are they? Yes. And you know what I can do? What? I can build a wall to keep them out. Yes, the wall will keep them out. Oh, goody. Ooh, but some are still here. Oh, no. Nope, that's fine. I'm going to kick them out. You're going to kick them out? Yep. How are you going to find them? We're going to have militia squads. I don't know. We're going to do it. We're going to find them, and we're going to have people point out the illegals, and then we're going to kick them out. Oh, that's good. So, I mean, it's actionable. It's crazy, but it's actionable. A lot of the stuff the Democrats, you know, wrote in on was hope. And, you know, we're not going to become this the worst of us and this and that, and it's all still hope. And this hope doesn't buy the bread. And unfortunately for Biden, he got to take up ownership of COVID and everything else because we are just a myopic country. We're like, oh, well, all the bad things in the world are his fault. Well, I mean, not really. It's Trump's fault and probably Obama's fault. And, you know, like it all is one big system, much like we can't counteract what Trump is going to did before or is going to do in like a short span of time. It takes a while for all these things to, you know, kind of like I could go today. I could get a credit card. I could go and blow every dime on it and I won't get a bill for a month. So for that month, I'll be like, whew. I've got a lot of great stuff. I'm living high. Everything is amazing. And then that bill comes. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to pay it off. And that's where we're at. So unfortunately for Biden, and Biden was he's a good guy that was an okay president. You know, I'm not going to say he was a grand hero. At the end, he did selfish things, and I don't blame him because, I mean, frankly, we're looking at the world and what's happening and what has happened. I don't blame him for being like, psh, I'm gonna free my kid. Like, if it's one thing I can do, I'm not gonna let a system that's corrupt and bankrupt, you know, like destroy what's left of his life for nothing, you know, because it amounts to nothing for the things that we don't punish people for. Donald Trump, you know, I don't blame him. What else did we learn? It's great to see filmmakers and filmmaking coming back. It's great to see a lot of, because for so long, you know, you were seeing kind of mailed in movies and you'd see like, you know, oh, Joe Smith. Oh, it's a Joe Smith movie. And Joe Smith would make blockbusters because he makes very by the number, very like, oh, okay, oh, I've seen this kind of movie. Oh, yeah, this is. But we're getting interesting movies. Like I said before, I didn't really like, I saw the TV Glow. I think that's the name, but I didn't like it, but it's a beautiful movie and it's got a lot to say. It's got a great look to it. I love that. I love that someone like Eggers got to make Nosferatu, like a funky, big old spooky horror movie that like goes all in on the mood and the atmosphere and the period. I love that we're seeing this stuff. I love that we're seeing filmmaking. Cuckoo was, I liked it, but it like, it felt half-baked, but again, it was such an interesting idea and a really fascinating film, and I think that's great. I think even the movies that I don't love, I love seeing people making movies, which is to say making things that are theatrical and big and exciting and fun and interesting, and that aren't just like a TV show blown up or a, you know, this basically throwing money at a screen and not having anything else with it. I think that's great. You know, music is always interesting. The sad thing is that much like kind of the, you know, I think we're learning, music people are learning what film collectors, like, you know, the film geeks like me have already learned is that you can't trust the system, you know. With Spotify, yeah, Spotify doesn't pay people. Go fig. None of these companies have any interest in paying people. They just want to get big enough so that they don't have to pay people. That's their business model. It's like, oh, Billie Eilish has, you know, streamed 14 million streams. Well, we paid her 1/100 of a penny each stream. Boy, she made $10. Good for you, Billie. Good job. And their CEO just cashes, you know, $1 million checks. You know, I saw something about Jeff Bezos, like, is going to have the $600 million wedding. And it's like, well, like, and this is the world we live in. And they have no shame. They're like, well, I earned that money. Did you? Because what are you doing? When you reach that level, what are you doing? You have everybody beneath you doing everything else. And you're just like, you're making the final decision. Like, well, we need to fire 1,000 people. Okay. Well, but I don't care. Whatever. I don't know those people. I don't see those people. I see a line on a ledger and it says, oh, hey, 1,000 people's salaries are gone, and now suddenly we're from being in the hole to being up. Okay, I don't care about them. You know, that's what CEOs are. Like, that's who they are. So you can't be surprised that musicians and, you know, musical acts and stuff aren't being paid. And it sucks. It sucks because we have let it happen. COVID screwed so much up that it'll take a generation to really unwind everything. Like, we're too close. But this is one of those things where, like, performers have to cancel tours because they're not, even if they're not, like, nobodies, because they can't pull in enough numbers. And it's, frankly, there's not enough independent clubs that can, you know, that they can make money from, because you have to go through the Ticketmaster system or I forget the big company, the company that owns everything, Live Nation. And you have to go through them, and they get all the money. And it's expensive to tour. It's expensive because gas and you know, keeping your vehicle up to, you know, to standards and blah, blah, blah. You know, and people can't do it. And streaming doesn't pay for crap. So, you know, like, there's value beyond holding on to something and getting physical media, because, you know, the artists make more per se than if you stream it. And I get it. I love streaming content as much as everyone else. It's very convenient, but I think we're also seeing how many holes are in it. And when you start seeing, like, you know, arbitrary decisions of like, meh, we're gonna have to pay royalties on this, and we just don't think it's worth it anymore, just throw it in a vault, and then it's essentially gone. Whatever it was, it's gone. Like, that's horrific. You know, this is art, this is history, this is all kinds of stuff, and it's just like, no, gone. It's like, but you're a multi-billion dollar company. This is nothing to you. Gone. Gone. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, how hard. And it sucks because there's been a lot of bands that I liked that essentially called it quits because they lost their label, and there was nothing else they could do. They're just like, well, I guess we're done. You know, we can't afford to do this anymore. Like, we need to go get jobs. Or there's lots of performers and stuff that you'll find out, like, oh, they have a day job. Weird. You know, I always will tell the story of when I went to World Horror Con 2005 and, you know, heard a panel of authors and people that were selling, good amount of books. They have a following and stuff, and that they have day jobs because they don't really make anything as an author. And the fact is, we just don't want to pay our artists. We want to be amused. We want to be entertained, but we don't want to pay them. We want to pay our sports people, which is crazy, but we won't pay, you know, musicians and artists and authors and poets and blah, 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 painters. We just don't think it's worth it. Like, basically, you're one piece of work, like, I'll consume, but man, you're not a superstar. And it's just weird. But again, you know, look at that. Look, we pay CEOs like crazy, but we don't pay teachers. I mean, so it's a big, deep problem. So, you know, that's one of those things we've learned, is that, and physical media ain't gonna last. Like, there's a day when physical media will be gone. They will stop printing books because it's too expensive, and the damage to the client, you know, or the ecosystems and the planet and blah, blah, blah. Like, so it will come to an end, and they'll stop printing CDs, and it stinks. It's very sad to see. Again, most people are like, I don't care. I just use Spotify. And that's the problem is, and God knows, I do most of my shopping on Amazon, so I raise my hand and say I am a sinner. Because sad fact is that, you know, we don't care because it's there for us. But once they decide, like, you know, go back to Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is, people are like, this is stupid. We make nothing on Spotify. We're pulling all our streams. We're going to go with whatever, a new music company, like streaming or whatever. It's just suddenly gone. If you don't have her records, you suddenly have to go subscribe to another system. Or you're just like, I guess I don't hear Billie Eilish anymore. Oh, well, you know. And it's just, it's strange. It's a strange thing to think about. But we think so little about what we consume, and we consume so much so fast that I don't think we give ourselves time to miss things or to enjoy things. It's just, you know, what else did we learn? You know, there's still a lot of anger in this country and a lot of fear. People, it's weird that people want to rocket back to the to bygone eras, which doesn't take more than like a minute long internet search to see how not great those eras were. Like, no era is great. They're just pretty good. The 80s weren't great. They were pretty good. 90s weren't great. They're pretty good. Today, not great. It's pretty good. You know, like, there's the great and the awful. It's weird to think that there are people, elected officials, that want to tout how great a country like Russia is when they were bombing on Christmas. Like, things Jesus wouldn't do for 100, Alex. Just saying. You know, and the world still is still churning. That's what we've learned. What have we learned? Things keep going. Like, the good, the bad, the ugly, they keep going. And until they stop going, we're going to keep going. And, you know, I've been blessed that suddenly people want to be on this podcast, which is crazy to me. But bless your hearts and welcome aboard. And anybody that listens, thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. You know, but we're an angry world, looking for answers and looking for people to blame because we just feel like we're blameless, innocent in everything. We feel like everyone's taking things from us and not realizing that we're picking our own pockets many times. You know, life is life. Everybody's kind of got to be out for themselves, but you also have to kind of remember, like, everything has a consequence. So if I'm hungry, I have to have this. I have to steal from this grocery store to eat. Okay, but you also have to remember, like, someone's responsible for those groceries. Someone's responsible for them, you know, if they're stolen. Eventually, you can cost that person their livelihood, and you can say, like, well, yeah, but they have a job, and I don't. Like, okay, great. Someone could steal what you just stole because they could be even worse off than you. Like, it's one of those things we have to make a stand at some point and just say, what do we stand for? What do we believe in? Who are we? And going to a new year, it's always good to stop and ask that. Especially with the political climate that is coming and as angry as it's going to be, and fire and brimstone and, you know, burn it all down. We need to keep together and keep ourselves and not fall prey to the depression and the anxiety, and to just kind of remember the good things and to hold them close, like movies and music and books and all these great art that can scream when we don't have a voice, can sing when we don't know the lyrics, and can tell the world we love it when we're brokenhearted. And that's why we need the arts more than ever going into 2025 and forward. And I hope you find the things that speak to your soul and amplify it. And I hope that you keep on trucking, my friend, because it's been a year. What did we learn? It was a year. You know, there was some good, there's bad, some ugly. You know, and hopefully you can weigh it all together. And if one side, you know, if the bad is heavier than the good, maybe you just stick your thumb on the scale and even them out and say, well, it's close enough. You know, whatever, it's close enough. You made it through another year, another opportunity to go out there and show the world what you got. My friend, it's been a pleasure. I will speak to you when I speak to you. Keep being strange. Keep supporting your music and the movies and the things you love. Keep going to events and concerts and everything. Support the world. Support the world that you want to see and the world that you think you deserve, because that's the best we can do, man. I'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year.